You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, this is Dr. Bates. Welcome to Talktainment Radio. This show is called Stand With Your Husband. I'm your host, Dr. Bates Claw Smith, and my wife is with me, is Magnus Patricia Smith. And the topic today, we're wearing the Behind the Mask. I hope I got that right. And for those of you want to listen to or call in to call the station at 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. Call in, give us your opinion and your questions and what you think. And good evening, Brad. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here. This part is called Words of Wisdom, and you're gonna be seeing this show every other week, and then I'll be back in the next couple more weeks. I got a good one for you when we're Stairway to Heaven return. And this is gonna be for the young folks and the young men. I'd like to give my shout out to the lab techs over at West Mount Carmel Hospital on Chirac Road, and they're trying to discover about this coronavirus, and they're doing a whole lot of other things. So my shout out goes to them. Getting back to the subject behind the mask, it's a subject that where we are wearing these masks, but I'm not seeing the masks like we do for the coronavirus or anything. I'm talking about the masks that you wear, stuff that you hide. And who you're hiding from, because everybody that wears a mask ain't is always got something to hide, or it's just something that they don't want to show. So sometimes the truth that they show their front, their false side first, but behind that mask is a mean. It's a side that you really nearly need to get into and dug into. Well, by that being said, I'm going to turn this over to Evangelist Smith.
Thank you, Dr. Bates. Yeah, the topic of our program for tonight is about words of wisdom. The Bible says that wisdom is a principal thing. For therefore, get wisdom, and with wisdom get an understanding. Our topic is, what mask are you wearing? Yes, we all know that we're wearing a mask these days for the pandemic, the COVID-19, and yes, we should do that to keep ourselves safe. If not, keep ourselves safe, keep others safe. So I agree with that. We do what we have to do. This is one of the laws of the land, and we do have to do that. We know it's very uncomfortable how they get in the way of things. People are complaining about the masks until they take them off. But what we want to talk about today, Dr. Bates, is the mask that you're wearing in life. The mask that you're covering up stuff in your life, covering up things that you have done in your life. In other words, you're covering up stuff that should be out in the open so that you could be free. So that when you're free, the Bible says you're free indeed. There are masks that we wear in our marriages. There are masks that we wear around our children. There are masks that we wear in our neighbors, with our neighbors. There are masks that we wear in the church. We cover up with the masks. So our question on the floor today to you is, what mask are you wearing? What mask have you covered up that people can't see the real you or know the real you? I do believe with this pandemic, after we get done with it and we're not no longer using the mask or wearing a mask for that reason, I do believe that things should be different for us. Maybe while we were wearing that mask, Dr. Bates, we found out a lot of things about ourselves. And then we could be free now to be able to speak, to come out and share with other people. A lot of times I do believe everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a purpose. God is a purpose God. He does everything for a purpose. So I believe that after this pandemic is over, we're going to take off those masks and we're going to do things that we're supposed to do, which in other words, love each other, communicate with each other, have compassion for each other, have empathy for each other, sympathy for each other. These are the things I do believe that we'll be able to do once the pandemic and the mask is removed.
Things that you don't see will come back out, and will come out,
not come back out, will come out. And I guess I can say that come back out too, because mm-hmm. everybody that's, the way I see you, the way I see, I look at a lot, see a lot of people with a mask on and uh-huh. everything. It doesn't, for some reason, I just don't feel right around. It makes me feel like you're out to rob a bank or rob somebody. And some people take advantage of the masses because of, the things they want to do. I mean, you can go, you wearing masks now and go in the store, and you just for good thing, and then come somebody come there with a mask on, they do the, just the opposite. So like
it's
I say,
true.
So you know, like I say, I don't trust these. I understand the pandemic, because some of us take it too far. They take the mask
yeah,
and the gloves way
too.
Too far, mm-hmm. and you know. So, but like I said, it's a secret behind all this pandemic stuff. So. Like I said, if you hide something behind, you got a mask, you're wearing it, you're behind something behind that mask. It's something that you don't want the people to see or want your fellow friends to see. So that's the way it seems to me that these masks are, they're just a cover up, a big cover up. And I know it's a big cover up. Some things, something I would like to say about it, but I'm gonna hold that opinion to myself. So. That's just the way I feel. You know, the mask is for your protection for health-wise, but then I go along with that. But the wear a mask not for health-wise is something that you have to, and it's something that you're planning.
That's true. And I do believe that there are people today, not only with the pandemic wearing a mask, but just wearing a mask, period, in their life, in things that they do, on their job, in the school, like I said, in their neighborhood, around their children. The Bible says wisdom helps you to be truthful with yourself. Then you can be truthful with others. The Bible says that truth will set you free, John 8:36. We need to ask God to help us to free us from the mask that we're wearing in our life and not to hide behind it. So if we do that, after this is all over with the pandemic, yes, we're going to take that mask off, but I'm talking about the real mask that you're wearing every day, the mask that people, you may think that people don't see that you have a mask on, but people can see that. And how can you be effective if you're wearing a mask and people notice your whole disposition is different? Some people think that with the mask, they can hide behind that and cover up what they are trying to hide and will go away in a marriage. The one person can see that hiding something and make the relationship a toxic relationship. When you're in a marriage and you're hiding something from your spouse, whether it's the man or the woman, that person, if they got a connection with you, they can see that you're hiding it. So you're not fooling anybody. Who are you fooling? You're just fooling yourself. But in order for that relationship to be strong and to be bound and to be together, you have to let go. And if you love that person, you will say, you know what, I need to take this mask off. I need to take this part out of my life so that I can be free to love that person.
Yeah, that is true. I've seen and met a lot of people that wear masks all the time, and before this thing got out, but I've been around people that wear masks and say they this and they this, and found out later on down the line they're not what they're supposed to be.
Right.
I'm not advocating anyone, but like I said, I can't say what I want to say because I'm trying to protect everybody. But anyway, like I said, people who, before this pandemic came out, I'm going to use part of this opinion, before the virus came out, people are going free. But at the same time, you could be around people that could put the biggest smile on your face, on their faces, and say that, we're doing this and we're doing great. But later on down the line, that mask start falling inch by inch by inch. And they be trying to set up rules to control you. Although this mask, you don't know what's, sometimes at the point, you don't even know what's going on. But that's just the way this mask, that's the way some people wear their mask. You don't know what's going on. You don't know you don't know what they're planning to do until it's too late or you catch it earlier. And once you remove, sometimes you have to remove that mask yourself. And once you remove that mask yourself, you can say, wow, I did not know that this is what they were doing. So now I know you have to go to the offensive side.
So, Dr. Bates, do you think that a person that that's wearing a mask in a marriage relationship, do you think that they know that they're wearing a mask, or is it that they don't care that they're wearing a mask, or is it that the fear that if they take off that mask and cover up stuff that that person won't love them anymore? But that's a false representation, because when you in a union, in a marriage union, a covenant, and you went before God and said, this, yes, I will marry you and we're going to be one until the day we die, then why would you want to cover up stuff with that? It just, like I said, it just makes the marriage union toxic. There's frustration. There's stuff that's going on within the marriage that you saying, you know, well, I know he's doing this or she's doing that, and you don't want to put no effort into keeping the marriage going. So we need to learn how to not wear that mask. Be truthful with that person. That person must have loved you. They went before God, gave the vow, said they want to be with you, and yet you're hiding behind a mask. I just don't understand that with some people. And there are people that are doing, I'm not going to let my husband know this. I'm not going to let my wife know that. That's not a truthful relationship in a marriage.
Sometimes people that does that and wear a mask in the marriage, or sometimes people there, they go by the hurt that they had in the past, and don't get me wrong, or maybe wrong, I may be right, but there are times when they feel like they wear their mask, sometimes because they remember, if I do this, I get scolded about it or yell at about it, so I might as well just keep it under my hat. But and when they do that, it does. It's not to intentionally to do harm or to cause a breakup. It's because they love you, but they do it because they don't want to bring things out. You know, they may see something, and like I said, it's people that had wear the mask and they love that person, but things they, you know, they've been scolded about, oh, you're doing this, you're doing that, or you're naive about what you did or why you do that, and you know deep down yourself you are, but they're going to pour that into you. And once they pour that into you, once they get in a relationship, they're going to hold, well, they put themselves on a guideline or a wall behind the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And once they get behind that wall, that guideline, they don't want to come up, they don't want to tear that wall down, or they don't want to break that guideline. Fear of obstacles, fear of getting yelled at, fear of getting busted.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
Sometimes you have to let them bring it out. They love you, but they have to bring it out, break it down themselves.
That's true.
And
that's
sometimes
true.
Sometimes it has to be times you have to be alone to scold. Sometimes you have to take time when you're by yourself and scold yourself.
That's true.
And that's the main thing. That's the only way they're going to break it down, get by themselves, and scold themselves. Well, then when they're ready to break it down, then they will give you they will then tell you.
That's true. So it's basically being to yourself and being truthful with God, because God knows everything. Even though you're trying to hide it, God knows what you're doing, and he cannot bless that union if you're hiding stuff, because he's saying you're not being free, you're not allowing me to help you to get rid of that or to help you to deal with that. You're continually doing it over and over again, which ends up, sometimes people end up in divorce behind it because they didn't hid these things for many, many years, many, many months. They didn't hid this and hid that. And they say, you know what, I'm out of this here. I can't deal with this, because they're not being free. They're not opening up to what God's telling them to do about that marriage. So that's a mask that a lot of married people put on in relationships. And I do believe that once they take off that mask, you'll see a whole difference in the relationship, in the marriage. The marriage is, God said marriage is beautiful, but you're making it not beautiful by holding back the things that you have done and causing havoc within the marriage. It really doesn't make any sense. So I do believe that once you get the revelation of being free from that mask in a marriage, then you can have a good marriage.
Yeah, that is true. You can't have.
Once you get rid of that mask, you can't have a good, beautiful marriage. But sometimes you got to give them time. It takes time. It really takes time. Some people may take 6 months to a year time to tear it down, or longer. But then they have to try to, once they tear it down, they got to test that, dip in that water, inch by inch, little bit by little bit. Right. And if they take that first giant step and don't get burned, okay, we okay. Now I got two more steps to take to tear it down. They're constantly tearing it down.
Right.
But let them, as long as they show you some love and everything, they love you. But they just give you, have to give them time to tear it down, because they still think about the abuse. They some still living in the abuse of the past.
Exactly.
Tear it down.
And exactly.
Once you tear that wall down, you could take that past and help somebody else.
That's
and
true.
Let them know.
That's true.
Because I've done it. Three or four times I had took my past, things that happened to me, and used to help somebody out. So
that's true. And also, what about wearing a mask and hide from your children? That's a biggie.
Oh.
I've seen a lot of that. I've seen a lot of that in marriage, in people who got children. And as the children are growing up, the parents feel, oh, I can't let my child know that I used to do this, or I did this and I did that. They have to see me at a certain place. I understand there's a certain limits that you got to go with them, but you got to be truthful with them on certain things, because they're going to grow up. They're going to have kids of their own, and they're going to say, wait a minute, something's not adding up here. So if it's not adding up when they leave home to make their own home, they're saying, well, I wasn't taught that. Nobody never showed me that. Why is this happening to me? And they have to have the truth. They have to see the truth about things that you, as a parent, have done. You should have shared with them, and if not, because it's going to come back. Eventually, it's going to come back and haunt you that you did not share this with your children because you had on a mask trying to hide stuff. You need to be free. Be free from everything. I've told a lot of people in my life, my children are all grown. I got grown grandkids, great grandkids. I don't hide nothing from them. Yeah, this is what grandma used to do. Grandma don't do that no more, but this is what I used to do. So that way they can come to me and feel like they can talk to me freely about certain things. Because if I had that mask on, like I'll just use this for a Betty Crocker, I ain't never done nothing wrong. That's not true, because I have. I've been through a lot. And I want to let you know, I've been through it. I paid the price for it. You don't have to pay the price that I had to pay. Listen to what Grandma is saying. And I believe that if we do that as adults, as parents to our children, your relationship with your children. Somebody said to me, you have a great relationship with your children. Yeah, because I've always been truthful with them. I never hid nothing from them. They knew everything about me. Even when I was married for 20-something years. They knew what happened with the divorce. They knew the whole nine yards. Because I said, I'm not taking that with me when I leave this earth. I want you to be free from what happened in my life so that you can be free to go on to do what you got to do in your life. So we as parents, we have to stop covering up the mask. Stop covering up stuff. Stop covering up things. So, well, I don't want my kids to know I did that. I don't want my kids to know that I did this. We need to stop that and be true. But you can say it in a way that's not going to be harmful. You need wisdom. You need to ask God, how do I explain to my child or my children about the situation I did when I was 17 years old? Lord, I need you to help me to explain to them in a nice way. And God will give you that revelation on how to explain. And then you see as they're getting older and their kids are getting older, your relationship with them is just fantastic. It's great. The fruits of your labor is just fantastic after you've shared with your children.
Yeah, let me say this before we go further. This is TalkTimeRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Stairway to Heaven with your host, Dr. Bass and Evangelist Smith. And this is the way radio should be heard. Now, get back to the children thing, back to kids and children.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people I know, people that I have known, I ain't going to say a lot of people I have known that have children, had hid things. And for one thing, I do know that I had one friend that her mother kept a lot of things from her, and she found out why she did it, and that relationship ended. They couldn't get along or anything like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that too.
This happened while I was in Texas, and it's sad. It's real sad because it's sad when you want something out of life and somebody
it
stopped. Because your own blood, your own, especially someone in the family that does that, that stop you from what you really wanted to do. But it's of anger and it's fightful there. As you said, a lot of things that my children know what I did. They know who I am, what I did, and they know where I was all the time. But you know, that's why I don't carry a mask around them. I try to do it. Be as nice, show them a lot of love when I'm not around them.
That's true.
And like I say, some parents don't care. I've been around parents where they beat their child for nothing, just to abuse them for something that they didn't. It wasn't their fault, but they do it anyway because of what they did. I wish, you know, you here, I'm gonna try to take you out, but that's wrong. Because you made that mistake and you're wearing that mask and that makes that child scared of you. But
awesome.
But you got to take, like I said, you got to take that mask and you got to let the children know
awesome.
What you're doing.
And also, too, Dr. Bass, I want to ask the question out there to some people. Are you wearing a mask in your neighborhood? Are you being closed mouth? Are you wearing a mask not expressing and showing about all the shootings and the devastating things that are happening in the neighborhood right here in Columbus? Are you wearing a mask? Are you hiding stuff? Are you covering things up? That's not helping. So we have to use wisdom when things like that happen. Use wisdom. Say, well, I need to help because this is not right. Take off that mask. God is not going to allow anything to hurt you, especially when you're doing something that's truthful. So, you know, go to your neighbor. If you know something, if you know who did this and who did that, don't be afraid. Take off the mask. Do what you got to do. Part of being a neighbor, a good neighbor, stop wearing the mask.
Yeah, to answer that question, call 877-932-9766, 877-932-9766, and call in and express your opinion.
Right.
Because, like you say, you see something, say something, and some people wear that mask. They see that wear that mask, go behind that mask, and I ain't seeing nothing. They're so,
right,
so,
right,
so
right.
scared that their lives are being threatened, or so scared that you say something, they may give you in their bed. It's why there's a lot of drive-by shootings. Some of those drive-by shootings because somebody knows something and they done said something, which is not wrong too, but you just got these shootings there. They got people scared.
Yeah, and people are hiding behind the mask that they got. There's so much they could tell, so much they could say, but they're hiding, and that's not good either. It's just going to make the situation worse than what it is.
Yeah.
And also, what about wearing a mask in the church, around your church family? There's so, oh my gosh, there's so many. They're afraid to let them know how you really feel so that they can be free to take off that mask. There are people in the church who are wearing masks that are not expressing what they really want to express. They cover it up so that you can't see it, but you can see it. That's the part that gets me. They think you don't see it, but you can see it. Their action shows, well, this ain't about God. You this is something else that you're portraying. So they need to understand that taking off that mask of life. I'm not talking about the pandemic right now. You got to do what you got to do. I'm talking about taking off that mask of life that's holding you back, that's keeping you captive, that you have to learn how to not wear that mask anymore. Be free. Be set free. When the pandemic is over, we can all take off the mask. Let us start taking off our mask in our life so we can be free and free indeed. And that's what we have to do. I want to be free. I don't want to be bound down by a mask in my life. So whatever, I have to pray and ask God, am I holding something back? Am I covering something up? Release that, Lord. Release that from me so that I can be set free to help somebody else to be free. So I believe that's what we have to do, Dr. Bass.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, like, I'm at church, yes. I'm just by church every Sunday. And, yeah, I see members wear masks in church. And like you said, you should, I'm going to say this. I feel that you should be, you're protecting yourself. But I think wearing a mask in church is so, well, I think it's disrespectful in a way I feel that they say they're protecting yourself. Yeah, you're protecting yourself. If you can't trust God to deliver you from this pandemic and you're wearing a mask, that's on you. But if you trust God and you walk into God's house, you should be able to walk in there without the mask. Although you got them six feet apart, but you just got to take, you know, say, hey, I'm going to church, but I'm going to take this mask off. Now, when I leave the house of the Lord, I'll put it back on. And it does look like, it doesn't even look like church when you got that mask on. It really don't. It looks like more like just sitting at like I'm going to say this Halloween party, which I don't like, shouldn't say, but it does look like it. Halloween party, or you dare to try to rob, it looks like you're more like an outlaw. So that's what I say. So really, them wearing a mask in church, it disturbs me. It really disturbs me.
Yes. And like I said earlier, and I think in the first program that we did on wisdom, God's wisdom is innocent. It's gentle. It's reasonable. It's peace. It's loving. It's impartial. And it's sincere. The world's wisdom is earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. But we have to understand and we have to ask God how to give us the wisdom, what we need to say, what we need to do. Yes, we do wear the mask for the pandemic, the virus, okay? We want to protect ourselves and we want to protect others. I'm talking about the mask you wear for life, period. Things that you try to cover up. Let it go. Get rid of that mask. That's the mask that we're talking about. That mask that you want to cover stuff and can't be free. I don't know about you guys, but I want to be free. After this is all over with, I want to walk free with my head up, my eyes open, and walk freely wherever I need to go. And I believe that's what God wants us to do, yeah. To not be bound down with that.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. That bound down. And everybody wants to be free. And it's just like when it's over, I'll be glad when everybody don't have to wear a mask, just come in there and be themselves. But like I said, some people are not there. They're there to be themselves.
Amen.
It's about that time to understand that. So it's a lot that's going on with the, you know, I'm the sound man at the church, and I sit right back there, and I see so many people. Some people walk in with them on, some people walk in without them on. And like I said, it's for your protection, but we got to learn to, when this is all over, they will be free from wearing that mask. Okay, this is Dr. Mason. This is for my YouTube fans. We're getting ready to sign off, and hopefully we'll see you next time.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
La Glory Soul Food Cafe, a taste of Southern classic, located at 3350 Allegheny Avenue in Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, call 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com. Soul food specials on Wednesdays. Get the menu at LaGloriesCafe.com for the best eating in town.
That's La Glory Soul Food Cafe, 3350 Allegheny Avenue, Columbus, Ohio. For carryout, dial 614-237-5844 or go to DoorDash.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Now we back from paying the bills, baby. Maybe we'll fire the landlord. This next song is dedicated to all the cool cats and...
Attention Central Ohio.
Stand by for an important message.
Someone once said, these times like all times are good times if we just know what to do. Linco Realty says this is the best time to buy or sell a home, because interest rates are the lowest in history. Linco Realty has been providing real estate services for over 40 years in Central Ohio. Let us help you fire your landlord. If you have questions on pre-approvals, credit scores, down payments, financing, down payment assistance programs, schools, or other real estate questions, go to LincoRealty.com or call us at 614-375-2289. Again, 614-375-2BUY. Fire your landlord. Call us at 614-375-2289. Check out LincoRealty.com, then start packing.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
All right, this is Dr. Mason. Welcome to Stairway to Heaven. This is TalkTamRad.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And you're in touch with Stairway to Heaven and with your host. Dr. Bass and Evander Smith, and our subject today is worrying about the mask. And it's a good subject. So if you want to call in to express your opinion, please call us 1-877-932-9766. That's 1-877-932-9766. Give us your opinion and give us your thoughts. And here we go with some music right quick. This is called Cover Me Lord by Willie Rogers. About the Uncovered Mask. Before I let it continue, I'd like to say that on the next show, this is for the young folks. And all this is a very important show. It's part one, there's a part two. Deacon Scott Douglas will be here, and he's going to tell you about the street life and the life that he did before he became a deacon. And next month, my son, Claude Smith Jr., we're going to come to the show and tell you about the life of a dope dealer. he's going to tell you some things. He told me some things, and I told him that we talked about it. I said, well, why don't you just come on the show and tell, let these young folks know what it's like out there. They ain't grammar and go. So those two, part one will be, Scott Douglas will do part one, and Claude Jr. will do part two.
Amen.
So wish all the young folks to listen. I'm going to be spreading around and getting people to try to come in, but you young folks, if you're listening, you need to listen to these two gentlemen, because they can tell you everything ain't worth gleam and glitter and fine cars. They will tell you stuff that I'm so anxious. I heard some stuff, but I want them to tell you what it's like, what you're doing. So maybe this will change your mind. So, okay, Francis, let me take over.
Yeah, well, the title of our program today is What Mask Are You Wearing? Yes, we all know that we're wearing the mask for the pandemic, the COVID-19, to protect ourselves from the virus and to protect others. And that we should do, because it is one of the laws of the land today. And yes, we should do it. But what we're going to talk about today, Dr. Bass, is the mask of life that people wear, different things in their relationships, and wearing a mask, covering up things in their life that they shouldn't cover up in order to be free. We complain about the mask. The mask is very uncomfortable. We know that. We see it. We wear it, and then we pull it down. We can't breathe. We pull it back up. Da, 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 da. But we have to do what we got to do. Like I said, it was the law of the land today here in our state of Ohio. So, yes, we must wear the mask. I'm not down in that mask. What we're talking about is the mask of life, the mask where you're covering up stuff in your life, stuff in your situation, and people cannot talk to you freely. They cannot. You cannot help them freely because they're covering it up.
Yeah, they do cover it up. They, like I said, the masks are uncomfortable, and sometimes they take your breath away, but it's the mask of life. It's uncomfortable too.
Yeah.
Now I'm not gonna say just one thing. Say blame on one, don't blame the other. It's uncomfortable too, and you know some people don't care about the mask, and some don't care. They wear it anyway. I don't care if it chokes them to death. They still are going to wear that mask, and some way, somewhere, somehow, one day they gonna have to come out of it and really find it, so they can see the trees and say, well, I didn't know that was there. And some of these masks are influenced by other people. If, you know, well, other people they listen to say, well, do this, they'll do it. This will work out. Well, it doesn't work out the way you think you want it to. It may not work out for you, but it'll work out for them. And to me, the mask is controlling. It's about people where it's about people controlling other people with that mask. I call it the commanding. It's just like when we in the military, we have officers, lieutenant, captains, and generals, and colonels, and we'll have to follow their orders,
mm-hmm.
whether we like it or not,
right.
Even drill sergeant. And I'm saying this because I've been in the military, and Brother Gaylord, Reverend Gaylord, been in the military. And that's one way, but that's the good mask. That's to help you in life. But the mask out here in the streets, drive-by shootings, and all this other stuff, that's the mask you want to get rid of, and that's the mask you want to take off. Because behind those masks, you're nothing but a common outlaw.
Yes. There are masks that we wear in relationships, in marriages, around our children, in our schools, in our churches, in our neighborhoods. People cover up with a mask. They're not being truthful. They're not letting it out. They're not being free. They just cover it up. The Bible says wisdom is the key, but get an understanding. No mask can keep God from knowing. He knows everything. So no matter what mask you put on in your life situation, God knows it. And he really cannot bless you or give you what you need because you're covering up. He knows what you're covering up. So why not just say, Lord, you know, I'm tired of covering this up. I've been carrying this around with me for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. For the last 10 years, I've been carrying this thing, and it's weighing heavy on me. I've been covering it up, and I'm tired. When you get to a point that you're tired and you say enough is enough, you'll take it off. But if you're not tired, you're going to continue to carry it, and then it affects other people. Wisdom helps you to be truthful, and with yourself, then you can be truthful with others. The Bible says it will set you free, John 8:36. We need to ask God to free us from the mask we wear in life and not to hide behind it. A lot of people hide behind it. It really doesn't make any sense. And I believe that once you realize it and once you ask God to show you, how can I not hide this no more? You can almost, like you say, I can breathe. You know, like when you take off that mask and you say, oh, I can breathe. The mask for the pandemic, so I can breathe. You go home, you take it off, I can breathe. Well, that's the same way with the mask that you carry in life. Once you take it off, you can breathe. You can be free. You can do the things that you really need to do. People that you never talked to, you can talk to them again. People that need to know about your life, you can share with them. They need to hear from you. I do believe, Dr. Bass, that we're still here for a reason. God hasn't taken us back, taken us home yet. So there is a reason why we're still here. Why would you want to be here and covering up with a mask that's not doing you no good and the people within your circle any good? I don't understand that. So we need to be free from the mask of life that you're covering up and let people know that you are free and free indeed.
Yeah, some people are scared of they want to be free, and they want to be free, and they don't want to be free. Mm-hmm. I'll put it that way. The ones you try to tell them to get rid of the mask and come out and see for yourself, they'll do it. If the ones really want to get free, they'll come out. But the ones that don't want to do it, oh, they'll stay behind their mask. No, I'm staying behind this mask. Because this is my cover, this is my hiding place, this is my comfort zone. It's really not your comfort zone, it's just your hiding place. And as long as you stay back there, I feel I can do anything I want to behind this mask, and this, which is real bad, until it gets you hurt or gets you killed. And the mask is really not a good thing at all. So just take it off and find out what it's really like out there, because you know, as long as you stay behind, you're gonna gain friends and you're gonna lose a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. So you got to come out that mask.
That's true. That is so true. And wisdom is to be truthful to yourself and with your mate. If you're married and you're not truthful with your mate and you're covering up, the marriage is gonna be toxic. The marriage is gonna have some ups and downs. There's gonna be some conflict there. There's gonna be some fight there because the mate knows that you're not being truthful. The mate knows that you're hiding stuff. They can tell, especially someone that when you're married to and y'all become one, they can tell that. And whether you try to, oh, I ain't hiding nothing, I'm okay, I'm not gonna hide nothing, they can tell. A lot of people say, oh, they can't tell. Yes, they can. And so who are you fooling? You're not fooling anybody. The next thing you know, that mate will say, you know what, I can't deal with this no more because you're just hiding stuff. And that's the same way. You didn't want your kids to hide nothing from you. So why would you want your mate to hide anything from you? And we should not hide nothing from our children. Mm-hmm. We should be free to say, you know what, when I was 17 or 18 years old, I used to do such and such, but I don't do that no more. And you ain't got to do that either. I'm going to tell you why. Tell them why. And then they'll understand. If they love you, you know what, Grandma, I still love you. Well, thank you. You know, so, but we have to understand that sometimes it's very hard to let go of stuff. I know that. I've been down that road. I don't want to tell them that. I don't want to think I was that type of a person. But in order for them to be free, I had to let go of stuff that I had to let go so that they could be free. It's all about connection. It's all about relationship with each other. God have us here for a relationship. So once we do that, we could, down here on this earth, this is not our home, we're just visiting, we can have an easy life. He said, I want you to have life and have it more abundantly right now on earth. You ain't got to wait till you get to heaven. You can have it right now on earth. Amen?
Amen. Amen to that. Yeah, you can't have a life more abundantly after you come from behind that mask. Like I said, I had people I know had dropped that mask, came out. They as happy as a lark.
Yep.
And somebody came and told me, the ones that dropped the mask, came, man, I didn't know, but I saw how you were carrying yourself, how you doing. I wanted some, what you wanted. You got people behind masks, see how you are, and they watch you.
Yes, they do.
And they want that what you got.
Right.
And as long as you like my friend, I haven't seen in a while, he used to be the same way. And one day, him and I got together, and that friend of mine, I ain't seen in a while, but, I believe I pulled him from behind it, because one day he came to me and said, I'm going to pray for you. I said, well, thank you. When I was in the hospital, and I was surprised, he walked up there and see me in the hospital. So, like, somebody said, well, I thought you knew about the fight. Now, I said, I'm going to tell you something. He saw something in me that he wanted, and he didn't know how to get it.
Right.
And finally, somebody came along and showed him how to get it. So
right.
That is my friend.
That's why we're here. That's why we're here.
So if I ever find him again, I want to make sure he's all right. You got to live the life and show the people the life, how to be not only in Christian but other ways too. But you can step out your Christian life and be the sweetest guy in the world.
Right.
And if they watch how you are, well, I know you go to church. I'm gonna make sure he gonna do something. No, don't you keep yourself straight, keep yourself together. They wonder, well, I've tried everything to get this guy to do this and that and the other. It
right.
didn't work. So they're coming inside, just like I said. Like, I'm so proud. I'm going to say this. I'm so proud of my sons that he had a problem. He had a mask, but he's out. He threw that mask away. And
that's
now
good.
He's doing
that's
great
good.
Things. That's when he told me
that's
on the
good.
Phone he wanted
that's
to tell.
Good.
He said, Pop, I'm going to tell these young boys about my life. They think it's cool out there. He said, but I'm going to tell them what's right.
That's good.
And I'm so glad that he'll be here next month. He'll be on. I'm going to have him try to get him up and get him on the phone to do it. But anyway, that's what it takes. It takes that to take, if you take your showing how you are and showing you're intelligent and showing the
right.
person that you are, they going to watch and watch and watch and watch. I don't know, Leon probably watched it for 6 months.
Right.
All right, here's Frank Williams and the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Your grace
and mercy.
And mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. I want to thank you and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. Oh, Jesus. Watch the
Okay, that's Frank Williams and the Mississippi Mass Choir. Your Grace and Mercy. That's one song that I really enjoyed when it first came out. When he first brought that out, that's the late Frank Williams. Used to sing with the Jackson Southerners, and he went to sing with the Mississippi Mass Choir. He wrote songs for them, and it's hard. I miss his voice. He died. He had an asthma attack on his way to meet the Jackson Southerners.
Oh wow, okay.
And I miss him. Miss his voice, but he produced and he wrote for the Mississippi Mass Choir. He wrote for the Jackson Southerners.
Mm.
And that young man there had a talent out of this world, anointing talent out of this world.
Wow.
And, every time he came to Jackson Southerners, Huey could sing, his brother could sing,
uh-huh.
But when Frank sang, it was over with. Frank and Huey was a member of the brothers, known the William brothers, and they are the older brothers of the William brothers.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome. Well, I just want to say before we close up is that when this pandemic is over, we all can take off the mask. So let us start taking off the mask in our lives, just the mask that we wear in our lives every day, so we can be free and free indeed. I do believe that's what God wants us to do. I believe all this happened for a purpose, for a reason. So we have to think about that. Ask God, okay, we've been through this. We wore the mask for the virus. It's over now, Lord. What do you want us to do? So I do believe that if we take off that mask that we've been covering for many, many years, 20, 30, 40 years, I do believe the Bible says that if we repent, humble ourselves and repent, he will heal the nation. And I believe that's what we're going to have to do.
Yes, that is what we're going to have to do. We're going to, turn from microwaves, call his name, and he will heal the land.
Yes, he
did. Yeah, heal the land. And I'm getting ready to say now, like I said before we go off the end of time run, I like to say, hopefully, Scott Douglas will be here. And I'm pushing. I don't like to be pushing it, but I'm just asking all you parents, grandmothers, uncles, aunts, or whoever, your teenage kids, your young kids, I don't care if it's teenagers or young kids, I want you, please, tune in and listen to this young man. Like I say, it's called The Life of a Dope Dealer, and this is part one, and part two will be next month. And these two guys are really, really, they're good friends. One's my son, and this other guy's a friend of mine. He's like a little brother to me. And he asked me, could he do this? And I told him yes, because he said, the young people need to know what's going on to get away from all this mess that's going on. So that's what I'm going to say. Anything you'd like to say before we shine off?
I'd like to say, please lift up my sister in Christ, Terry Ellison. She's in the hospital. Lift her up in prayer that God will heal her, and she'll be back in the studio with us doing the Women of the Community. Thank you so much for that.
And
appreciate
also,
it.
Look out for Joe Woods, our lead guitar player, the Keys of Harmony. We are, we had a standstill now because of this pandemic, but hopefully that move, we will be back out there and we'll. No, but please look out for the Woods family, J.C. Woods, Joe Woods, Sarita Woods, Jordan, Ernie, and Ernest, and myself. Please keep the keys in your prayers and give us that we'll keep going strong. But for right now, like I say, before we sign off, the mind's nothing but the garment. What you put in it grows, and don't put no wind thoughts in your mind. Okay.